Right, good morning, folks. I'm Crumper, and once again, welcome to my random conversation. Now, I want you to understand that everything is governed by laws. The school you go to is governed by laws. The car you drive is governed by laws. The country you live in is governed by laws. Your relationship is governed by laws. And so is your life. Your life is governed by laws. This vast array of the universe we live in is governed by laws. And ignorance of these laws is not an excuse. Whether you know the laws or you don't know them, like every other law, you are inexcusable from the consequences of the law. And so you might have heard the common adage that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. And so when you begin to make yourself aware of the law surrounding everything else, you know, you cannot shift your gear from drive to reverse whilst you are driving. That's a common law. Okay, these are common. We know a little bit of all of these laws, but what people don't know is the law governing the universe. And so in this conversation, what we're going to be doing is we are going to go through all the laws, or at least most of the laws governing the universe, because whether you know or you don't know, they still affect you in a lot of ways. Okay, so we are going to take time to study the laws governing the universe. And I tell you what, if you come to manifest, if you come to the realization of all of these laws or most of these laws, and you realize how they affect your thoughts, how they affect your actions, how they affect your inactions, you begin to think different, you're beginning to react different, you begin to detach from most of the things you are attached to, and your life will change for the better. So why don't you join me as we do examine in part or in full most of these laws governing the universe. I tell you what, this is life transforming conversation, and it's going to make you so uncomfortably thirsty that you begin to examine whatever you know and whatever you don't know. Okay, now the three questions you should be asking yourself is: one, who am I? Who am I? You know, back in school, when we talk about yourself, the teacher asks you to write about yourself. Everything you put on paper is everything you have come to know, everything you have come to experience. You are born, you are given a noun. I wouldn't even call it a name, a noun. For instance, my name is Charles. Charles is a noun. Charles is an English name. And you know what? I'm not even an English, I'm an African. So where from, Charles? That's not me. That's a representation. That is something my parents slapped on me. I am not Charles. I am whom I say I am. So when you are asked, who are you? How do you represent your brand? How do you represent yourself? Do you go by, oh, I am a doctor, I'm a mechanic, I'm a lawyer? No, these are all of the things that you just picked up, your experiences. Okay, now the other thing we're going to be talking about is, what do you want in life? What are your desires? And the last thing we'll talk about is, what do you know? And ladies and gentlemen, when you come to find out who your real self is, and you come to find out what you desire in life, and when you come to realize what you know, and you separate that from what you do not know, that literally can change your life overnight. So join me on this journey as we discover the true essence, pure potentiality, and our natural living self. Thank you.